Thank you very much, Aliyah, for this statement and for highlighting the strategy for the implementation of the convention at the global level, which we adopted in Nur Sultan in the last meeting of the parties. I think this is an important document, and I would like to encourage all focal points of the convention to have a look again in this strategy, because it gives you a lot of it shows you a lot of possibilities to promote the convention on different levels, for example with parliamentarians. So for example, the Bureau of the Water Convention tries to establish a working relationship with the International Parliamentarian or the Interparliamentarian Union, which is the global organization of parliamentarians. So there are a lot of other possibilities in this paper, so have a look at it. Good. So I would like to congratulate all the countries for their efforts and the significant progress towards accession to the Water Convention. And as far as I got it, we all will be happy to welcome a bunch of new parties in the next year. And I'm really looking forward to that. So could we please table the proposed decisions on the screen? And I will read them out. The working group invited countries and partners to use and promote the new publication Frequently Asked Questions on the 1992 Water Convention with the roadmap to facilitate accession process, ECE/MP.WAT/59 in their own national process of accession and regional and global activities. And yes, and good luck for everybody. This is not a decision, that's my statement. And thank you very much. And I will now proceed to the next item, which is promoting and communicating the benefits of transboundary cooperation and supporting the development of agreements and the establishment of joint bodies. That is 7C. We have to skip 7B. This is, we only mentioned the strategy now shortly. We do not have enough time to discuss this item in depth. So we are at 7C, promoting and communicating benefits of transboundary cooperation. And this is also a program area in our current program of work. And that should also help to support countries in developing and revising agreements and arrangements in transboundary basins. And I would like to invite Peter Kovács from Hungary to give a presentation to provide an update on the activities on supporting countries in developing and agreements in establishing joint bodies. Peter, you have the floor.
Thank you.